2's Get Connected.
Connected, the campaign that's trying to help you get online if you're not already. And, you know, if you've got a computer and it's plugged to the wall or maybe not even plugged to the wall, lots of people saying they're using their computers just as typewriters. We can help with that. The really basic stuff, no embarrassment at all. Now, one place that's taking the Get Connected message to the extreme is Barnsley in South Yorkshire. The council has pledged to get every single person in the town online by 2012. With the current population of around 250,000, the former mining town is aiming to be the first place in Britain to achieve 100% online access for the community. Barnsley's also challenged every other town to try to beat them. Let's hear more about it from Martin Cantor from Barnsley Council, who's leading the campaign. He's in our studio in Sheffield, and with him is Ian Rogers, it's called Digital Outreach Technician, Ian.
Yes, that's what it is.
What does that mean?
I do surveys in the local area and try and engage people to get online in our online centre in Grimethorpe, in the Pitt Village, and try and get them onto all our online courses, IT courses, and also literacy and numeracy courses.
You mentioned
the centre as they all.
You mentioned Grimethorpe as the Pitt Village, and it's useful to remember Barnsley's background, former industrial town. I mentioned coal mining, glass mining as well. 225,000 people. Last mine closed mid-90s, I think, did it?
Yeah, round about then, yes.
Yeah, you still got some glass making, and you've got a strong tradition of brass bands, and you're the home of Arthur Scargill, and lots of social clubs still there for the mining or ex-mining community. But you are going straight into the 21st century with this stuff.
Yes, yeah. That's what we're hoping to do. Over to Martin.
Martin, go on.
Well, yeah, this is our opportunity to stop playing catch-up. Barnsley's been doing that for a long time now. And with the new world, the new digital world, the new digital economy, we can leapfrog all that and be at the forefront as we were 120, 140 years ago.
So what are you actually doing?
Well, essentially what we're doing is overcoming the barriers that people are finding to going online. And in our experience, I mean, it's pretty simple. There are three reasons people don't go online. The most important one is they simply don't see it's for them. They don't see any benefit in it. The second one is that they're afraid of it, afraid of the technology, don't understand it, worried they'll break it, going to be embarrassed by not understanding it. And then thirdly, and very much the last one, is just getting access to the equipment and to the internet connection.
Can you wire up every single house in Barnsley? Is that what you're doing?
That's not what we're doing. We'd probably quite like to, but you know, if our experience shows that the reason people aren't doing this is that mostly because they don't understand the benefits and then they're afraid of it, that's what we have to overcome first. So what we're doing is trying to get people to understand what's in it for them. And, you know, we get some fantastic sort of examples and stories on this. There was one we had not so long ago. Somebody was talking to this guy and said, you know, would you like to come in, try the internet? And he just said, I don't need the internet, he said. I've got pigeons.
Now, you know... what, carrier pigeons?
Racing pigeons. But they were able to say, look, if that's your hobby, you can track the pigeons. You know, you can get real-time race results. You can talk to other pigeon fanciers all around the world, all at the same time, you know?
Although remember that the great joy for this man is being with his pigeons and not looking at a screen. That's the whole point of his life. You don't want to wreck it, do you?
Not trying to wreck it. I mean, you know, it's only like, what do we think about books? You know, I want everyone to understand the benefit and the pleasure that can be in reading. I want them to be able to read, but if they don't want to, that's their choice.
So give us some examples, Ian, from your world. You're the digital outreach technician. You've been reaching out to people who, what, are they at first, are they quite resistant or they're ignorant or what?
A bit of both, yeah. That's the main one. Like Martin said, they're scared of it. They don't know what they can do. Most of people saying, what do I want to use it for? I've lived X number of years without it, so why do I want to do it? I want a miner, why do I need to know how to use a computer? That's the main one that we're getting a lot of.
And again, how do you answer that, though?
Well, I just tell them there's benefits from coming and have a taster. We do taster courses. Come in and see. If it's not for you, it's not for you, but come and see first. You can't say you don't like it until you tried it, really, can you?
It's amazing what they're putting online now. I mean, I just looked up Life magazine, and they've got back issues. This is the famous sort of fashion politics American glossy magazine, and it goes right back to the 50s and 60s. They've got these back issues, but you can almost, Martin, flick through them online. You don't need to get them out of off a shelf somewhere. You can look at them at home. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, all the world's knowledge is pretty much online now. So if people are interested in whatever it might be, there's something there for them.